Welcome to another episode of HPR. I am your host, Enigma, and today I will be giving something a little bit different. I will be doing a game review. The game that I'm going to review today for you guys is The Force Unleashed, and the platform I played it on was the Wii. The reason that I got the game, and the reason that, you know, every Star Wars nerd, I guess, would get the game, is the fact that you, with the Wii controller, can swing a lightsaber and, you know, do a force push against your target and, you know, do force choke and such things. Yes, you can call me a Star Wars nerd now. The gameplay actually wasn't that bad. I had mixed feelings about it. I do realize that most Star Wars games in the last few years have sucked royally. But I thought I'd give it a shot. You know, I have this new Wii console. I might as well, you know, get a game that uses the full features of the Wii. One thing I was disappointed in, and when I opened it the first night, me and my girlfriend decided to check out the multiplayer, and it's a little lacking. First off, you have to play the entire game to open up all the characters, which is crap. But even with all the characters open, it's only an arena type game, kind of like a la Super Smash Brothers Melee, with just the arena, beat each other up. There's no like co-op mode or anything. So I thought that was a little lacking, but it's fun nonetheless to, you know, hack your opponent up into little pieces and, you know, force choke them and stuff like that. Other than that, the single player is actually pretty good. I was addicted to it there for a couple of weeks. I think I beat it in like 2.5 weeks or something like that. But the single player, just to give a little background on the single player, you're Darth Vader's secret apprentice. And you start the game off, not giving out too many spoilers, but you start the game off hunting down Jedi Masters on a few different worlds, and you do that for a little while, and then there's a plot twist, which I'm not going to tell you. However, it's fairly good storyline. I did enjoy it, and the only thing, the ending is a little anticlimactic, but you kind of expected it if you're a Star Wars fan and know the story of, you know, how the there's only supposed to be 2 Sith at any one time. But anyway, I digress. I just don't want to, you know, give out that I'm a big Star Wars nerd. But anyway, so going back to the game, another thing I didn't like was the fact that you have to push the controller. Like, there's sections of the game where you go in and fight a boss, and this can be either, like, a big, you know, mechanical thing like an AT-ST or a Jedi or some other type of boss character. You have to, for the finishing move, you have to move your Wiimote into the direction that it says, I don't even know what it's like, but anyway, you gotta move the Wiimote in the direction of which direction it's pointing to. There's a green arrow on the screen, and you either, you know, point left, point right, point up, and you also have to do this with a nunchuck in certain boss scenes, and you have to go back and forth between the Wiimote and the nunchuck, moving it in different directions. The Wiimote wasn't so bad doing that too. However, the nunchuck always gave me problems. I couldn't get it in the right direction at the right time. And you got to do it in a certain sequence and before, you know, your time runs out, or you have to do it over again. It's kind of like, it reminds me of a Simon Says game where you have to keep trying until he errs out. But anyway, that got difficult, especially when it was fast. Like, if toward the end, it gets faster and faster as you progress through the levels, and it seemed to almost be impossible in certain areas. Like, I had to spin the freaking Wiimote around in a circle to get it into the right direction, and it was just by chance I got it correct. So that was a little difficult to get grasp, and I still haven't grasped it entirely. And a lot of the scenes, like if you get in a saber lock, or if you get into, there's scenes where you shoot force lightning out of your hands and the other target shoots the same, and then you have to turn the nunchuck in a certain certain way to break the light or the force lightning. It gets a little difficult in the higher scenes, but you know, it's a challenge, and I did enjoy the game. However, I would give it, you know, 4 out of 5 stars if I was going a 5-star system, and it's a must-play for any Star Wars fan. I would have liked to see a better multiplayer and, you know, maybe an online thing. There's a new one coming out. I think it's actually out in November with the Clone Wars lightsaber duels. So if I get if I get that one, I will do another episode. And the reason I did a game review today is it's getting close to season 2, and I want to do some more things a little bit different than I did for season 1. So I'm going to open up game reviews as one of the series. So if anybody has a cool game that they've tried, or, you know, that they want to let everyone know about, please send it in. I'm always looking for backup episodes, even if you don't want to be on the monthly rotation. And I have a few surprises and a few changes for season 2 that I'll be announcing. There'll be on January 1st, there'll be the first episode of season 2, and it will be, I'll have a special guest, and I was supposed to have 2, but one canceled on me, so you guys will just have to live with one special guest, someone you probably haven't heard from, on the show. He's new to the scene, relatively new to the scene, so check out that. It'll be on Thursday, I think that's the first, and there'll be a couple of new faces around the HPR scene starting next season, so look out for that, and check out the, if you haven't already listened to it, the train wreck of a Christmas special that we did on Christmas Eve. That was a lot of fun. Too bad we didn't get it streaming. Sorry about that, guys. I fail, and you can send all your hate mail to Klaatu. He dropped the ball on that, but sorry, Klaatu. I had to throw you under the bus there. No, he, real life, unfortunately, does affect us, and we all try to work around that, so thanks to Klaatu for all his help, and you'll be seeing more of him in season 2, along with the rest of the hosts. So this has been my HPR, and have a good day.
Thank you for listening to Hack Republic Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net, so head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.